From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Earlier in the week, Eureka Police Department took a theft report after packages were stolen from a porch on the 700 block of 15th Street in Eureka. The next day, the victim reported that she found stolen items being sold on Facebook Marketplace and had planned to meet the seller, 34-year-old Tara Rainey of Eureka. Eureka police and detectives worked with the victim and decided an undercover officer would make the contact. That night at about 6, Rainey attempted to sell the stolen items to the undercover officer. She was taken into custody on an unrelated misdemeanor warrant for theft. Rainey admitted to having additional property belonging to the victim in a nearby motel room. Officers went there, contacting 47-year-old Chad Mallett of Eureka and 47-year-old Vincent Kess of Eureka. They also were taken in on unrelated warrants. In the early morning hours of April 27th, officers with Eureka PD went to a commercial burglary alarm at a gas station on the 2800 block of Broadway. Officers got to the scene within minutes and found a window had been smashed and entry had been made. It was quickly determined the suspect had fled with several cartons of cigarettes. Surveillance was reviewed and the suspect was seen wearing a mask over his face and a black sweatshirt with a distinctive Humboldt logo. An investigation between the gas station employees and Eureka PD turned up a possible suspect, 26-year-old Caleb Davidson of Eureka. It resulted in an arrest warrant. This week, Davidson was found near an encampment to the rear of the 2400 block of Broadway. The situation being a nonviolent offense, Davidson was cited for burglary. Two new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed on Wednesday, bringing to 88 the total number of Humboldt County residents who've tested positive for the virus. Both of the new cases are under investigation, and at this time they are not believed to be related to the Alder Bay Assisted Living Facility. Arcata announcing that the city will be expanding the Jacoby Creek Forest by 114 acres. The expansion was made possible due to more than $1.5 million coming from a variety of sources, plus local donations made to the Humboldt Area Foundation's Arcata Forest Fund. Land to be acquired, known as the Swainer property, it'll be purchased from the family's limited partnership. The private parcel shares 1.5 miles of boundary with the Arcata Community Forest and is considered to be an important wildlife habitat included in the Conceptual Area Protection Plan by the state's Wildlife Conservation Board. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.